Good morning. Whether you are joining us online or here in the sanctuary, welcome to First Unitarian Universalist Church of Austin. We are a spiritual community dedicated to a free and responsible search for truth, meaning, and beauty. I'm the Reverend Erin Walter, your sabbatical minister. I use she, her pronouns, and it is a joy to be with you today. I especially want to welcome you here if you are new to our congregation or joining remotely. If you can, please say hello in the comments online or after the service. We really want to know you. We invite you to fill out an online visitor form. AustinUU.org is where you go to find that. Simply click on worship, which I learned in seminary is not just about putting something on a pedestal, but about celebrating what is of worth. And we really believe that it's worth taking time to get to know you. So fill out that form at austinuu.org, worship. Whoever you are, wherever you come from, wherever you find yourself on your life's journey, whichever pronouns, ancestors, abilities, or disabilities, whether you walked in, rolled in, or joined in, whomever you love, and especially whomever you love, you are welcome here. We come from a long tradition of seeing the spark of the divine in everyone. That's what universalist means, a universal divine here on earth together. So in that tradition which lives on in us, I invite you to greet the holy, and say good morning to those around you. It's time to open presents. I have a box here that says open first. Our theme today is, it's the gifts of presents. So we're unwrapping the gifts of presents. That is a gift for those of you who like puns, and a lump of coal for those of you who don't. I'm sorry. But this one says open first, so I'm going to find out. All right. It says some of the things that I've already said to you. And then it says, today we are literally going to unwrap this service. I'm going to invite volunteers to come up, open a present, and each box or bag will have some part of the service in it. One box has the opening hymn wrapped inside. Another has the offertory, and so forth. We'll take a moment to breathe together as they come. And even if it means that our opening words happen at the end, or our closing hymn is first, it's okay. We're going to have some fun today, and we're going to learn some things from it. This is a tradition in quite a few UU churches, but I'm not aware that we've ever done it here before, so I'm excited. So I invite you, along with the ministers and musicians, to let go of the need to know or control what comes next this morning, and instead be present to the mystery and spontaneity alive in our lives. May we strengthen our muscle for being present with assurance that mysterious and wonderful things await us. And if something goes wrong, we will get through it together. Welcome to worship. Let's begin.
These are the closing words. Our closing benediction is "The Mystery of Being Here" by John Donahue. May you awaken to the mystery of being here and enter the quiet immensity of your own presence. May you have joy and peace in the temple of your senses. May you receive great encouragement when new frontiers beckon. May you respond to the call of your gift and find the courage to follow its path. May the flame of anger free you from falsity. May warmth of heart keep your presence aflame, and anxiety never linger about you. May your outer dignity mirror an inner dignity of soul. May you take time to celebrate the quiet miracles that seek no attention. May you be consoled in the secret symmetry of your soul. May you experience each day as a sacred gift woven around the heart of wonder. May it be so, and amen. Our first reading is "Mysteries, Yes," by Mary Oliver. Truly, we live with mysteries too marvelous to be understood. How grass can be nourishing in the mouths of lambs. How rivers and stones are forever in allegiance with gravity, while we ourselves dream of rising. How two hands touch, and the bonds will never be broken. How people come, from delight or the scars of damage, to the comfort of a poem. Let me keep my distance, always, from those who think they have the answers. Let me keep company, always, with those who say, "Look," and laugh in astonishment and bow their heads. Here ends the reading.
So today we're going to be reading about the winter solstice. This year, it's on December the 21st. It's a special day that has been celebrated or acknowledged in some way by humans for over 5,000 years. It is a long time. It marks the beginning of winter. Excuse me. And although it has 24 hours like every other day, people call it the shortest day of the year because it has the fewest hours of sunlight. So it's like a longer night and a shorter day, and the shortest daylight of the year. Since it's a dark, cold time of the year, it might surprise you that people have actually been celebrating it for centuries. Let's read our book, The Shortest Day. So, the shortest day came. And the year died. And everywhere down the centuries of the snow-white world came people singing, dancing, to drive the dark away. They lighted candles in the winter trees. They hung their homes with evergreen. They burned beseeching fires all night long to keep the year alive. And when the New Year's sunshine blazed awake, they shouted, reveling. Through all the frosty ages, you can hear them echoing behind us. Listen. All the long echoes sing the same delight, this shortest day, as promise wakens in the sleeping land. They carol, feast, give thanks, and dearly love their friends and hope for peace. And so do we, here, now, this year, and every year. Welcome, Yule. Okay, so for many centuries, people have chosen not to just fear the darkness, but to keep light and hope with them, and to gather in community during this darkest time. People were celebrating and welcoming that they knew was coming.
How about a volunteer from this side? Come on up, sir. I see you in the back. Thank you.
One of the things that binds you, first you together as a religious community is that the congregation has a common purpose. For First Unitarian Universalist Church of Austin, that common purpose is our mission. The congregation wrote it together, and we, every Sunday, church participants say it together so that we may more readily carry it with us in our hearts throughout the week. Let us say it together now. Together, we nourish souls, transform lives, and do justice to build the beloved community. Thank you.
Guess what time it is? Time to unwrap another present.
So, a couple of weeks ago, Reverend Michelle and I were in the minister's office commiserating and catching up on the life of the church, and that is one of the best things about being on a ministerial team, is you're in it together and just being together in those moments of sharing about our struggles, about our joys, instead of over email or text, but to really be together. And it's in those luxurious moments when something magical might sneak in. In this case, I said to Michelle, in seminary, I used to be so creative about worship planning, walking meditations around the sanctuary, dancing. I just don't have the energy for that kind of creativity these days. And that's okay. We do what we can do. "We do what we can do" is one of my favorite mantras, and I believe it. But of course, the universe heard me and sent the unwrapped service through a colleague's Facebook post. And here we are. A few days later, we found ourselves gift wrapping, making a party of it in the minister's office. Now, gifts aren't really my love language, and I'm terrible about waiting until the last minute to shop. And I find myself wrapping presents usually alone in my room on Christmas Eve, muttering to myself and looking for the tape and feeling resentful, mostly toward myself, that I did this to myself. So it was with incredible gratitude that Reverend Michelle, her spouse Reverend Micah, Reverend Michelle's mom Nancy, and Kinsey all offered to wrap gifts for this day together. Yes. It's hard when a team member leaves, so I want to say a special note of how nice it was to have Kinsey in the room. She wrapped one present, and then she said, "Is it okay if I just sit and get some work done while y'all are wrapping? Just be here?" And absolutely yes. And we learned in that time that we have a shared favorite song, so we get to dance around a little bit. And now I have that memory. I also want to thank Brent and the musicians and the tech team again for being a part of this unwrap service, which is a particular curveball for you. Thank you for your talent, your openness, and the clarity of when it really isn't going to work to just wing it. So, friends, you never know what your presence may offer someone, what a gift it may be. And you never know what staying open and present to the mystery of the universe might bring you. In this holiday season, presence and the corresponding word absence can be a challenging thing. I find myself often torn, wanting to be a bunch of places at once, which of course I can't do. And you may find yourself aching over those you have lost, whether to death or family estrangement or simply moving away. Our challenge in the hustle and bustle is to acknowledge those feelings, to not push them away, but to somehow also ground ourselves into being present to the joys and loves around us. Vietnamese monk and peace activist Thich Nhat Hanh, known as the father of mindfulness, said this: "When you love someone, the best thing you can offer is your presence. How can you love if you are not there? The most precious gift we can offer others is our presence. When mindfulness embraces those we love, they bloom like flowers." Today's service is intended to give us a chance to not just talk about mindfulness, but to practice it together. To pay attention, because we cannot autopilot this one. It gives us a chance to breathe while we wait for the slides, or when a hymn is opened out of place. A chance to hear sacred words in new voices, young and old. And while for some of us not knowing whether and which hymn is coming next, I admit, may be stressful, if we can let go of control even a little and know that whatever is in the box, it'll be okay, I hope that that knowledge will serve you well during the holiday season and what's to come in our world in January and beyond. And this call to live in the moment is not just modern spirituality or self-help, but ancient wisdom. The Chinese philosopher Lao Tzu, born in 571 BC, wrote, "If you are depressed, you are living in the past. If you are anxious, you are living in the future. If you are at peace, you are living in the present." That may be an oversimplification given what we know about the body and chemicals and the brain, but still, I think those are wise words. So I hope you've been paying attention to where the service might be affecting you and giving yourself a chance to ponder now or later why you might be delighted in some spots or stressed in others, and how you might apply that knowledge to your daily life. If you've been delighted by something different, something a little silly at times, perhaps seeking more silliness or spontaneity or difference in your daily life would bring you joy. If you feel frustrated, angry, or anxious, I'm sure you're not alone. And perhaps you could have the kind of conversation with a friend the way I'm so thankful to be able to have with Reverend Michelle when I need to, and talk about what might be underneath what you might be feeling. We can ask ourselves, how would I like to feel when faced with something different, unusual, or beyond my control? What would my best self be in this situation? These are also good questions, not just for inevitable holiday curveballs that happen at the airport or when family gets together, but for our life in this church. First UU is expected to call a second co-lead minister next year. And who knows what kind of creative or theological differences or ways of doing things they might bring. So my prayer for you as your sabbatical minister and someone who loves this congregation so much is that you can meet those unknowns with, at the very least, calm curiosity, or even better, a spirit of delight and wonder. When I told one First UU staffer about this service, they said, "I love it. Bring the chaos." And I frankly was not expecting that from you, Shannon. But I love it. And my favorite song on KUTX right now is a song called Little Chaos. And there's a lyric in the verse that goes, "Is there room in your life for a little chaos?" And the thing is, you have to have some room to be able to welcome change or the unexpected, be it a miracle or an emergency. And so in my life as a parent, my husband and I talk a lot about trying to leave room in the Google Calendar for the unexpected. And I remind that today to myself and to all of us. Lastly, I can't talk about presence without sharing a story that's been on my heart about what it is to be present with each other. Recently, I sat with an elder from our congregation who was in the last days of hospice care. She could not open her eyes or speak to me, so I sat with her for a while, gently put my hand on her hands, not knowing how that would feel to her. Sometimes I sang songs quietly, "Amazing Grace," "The Lord Bless You and Keep You," "Spirit of Life," not sure if she was aware of my presence. I wasn't sure what to say because I didn't know her well. But I leaned in and I said, "Your church family loves you so much. We love you. We love you." And to my surprise, she nodded very clearly twice at those words, the only movement in my visit. The poet Maya Angelou famously said that people will not remember what you say or do, but they will remember how you make them feel. I know from this church member and that experience that your presence matters. The love you bring to each other matters. If this is a challenging season for you, I want you to know your church loves you so much, and we are here for you. May this be a time of great joy in the ways that it can be. And may we be present to each other in everything else. Blessed be. And now I invite someone to come up and open a gift. Okay, it's our time in our service where I invite you into a spirit of prayer and meditation. Take a
Take a breath. Maybe two. Again, knowing that your presence matters. At this time, we invite you to light candles on our candle walls for your joys, your sorrows, someone you might be remembering, or just because it's beautiful. Or you may stay seated in meditation and prayer.
And now we light one last candle for all those for whom there is no one to light a candle.
Our opening words are "Forged in the Fire of Our Coming Together" by Reverend Gretchen Haley. What's going to happen? Will everything be okay? What can I do? In these days, we find ourselves find ourselves too often stuck with these questions on repeat. What's going to happen? Will everything be okay? What can I do? We grasp at signs and markers, articles of news and analysis, Facebook memes and forwarded emails, as if the new zodiac is capable of forecasting all that life may yet bring our way. As if we could prepare, as if life had ever made any promises of making sense or turning out the way we'd thought. As if we are not also actors in the still unfolding story. For this hour, we gather to surrender to the mystery, to release ourselves from the needing to know, the yearning to have it already figured out. Page turn. And also the burden of believing we either have all the control or none. Here in our song and our silence, our stories and our sharing, we make space for a new breath, a new healing, a new possibility to take root. That is courage forged in the fire of our coming together and felt in the spirit that comes alive in this act of faith, and that we believe still a new world is possible, that we are creating it already, here and now. Come, let us worship together.
Thank you for being present to the mystery of the season, the mystery of our very lives and existence, and co-creating this service with us. Your presence today has truly been a gift.
Go in peace, go in love, blessed be.
This is a production of the First Unitarian Universalist Church of Austin. For more information, go to our website at austinuu.org.